Hi, I'm Hari Srinivasan, and this is NewsHour Connect, a way to catch up on the issue of the day with public media stations from around the country. Today's topic, the DREAM Act. The acronym stands for Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is attempting to bring it to a vote during this lame duck session, but he'll have to shore up 60 votes just to stop a filibuster. In brief, the legislation would open up a path to citizenship for children who were brought here to the United States illegally and continue to be undocumented. In order to qualify, the individual must have entered the United States before the age of 16, must have been in the U.S. for 5 years prior to when the act passes, must be a U.S. high school graduate, earned a GED, or been accepted into a college or university. For a little bit of insight and analysis on this topic now, we're joined by Leslie Beristain Rojas from the Multi-American blog, a part of the Project Argo Network. She's been covering this immigration story for quite some time. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, let's take, a quick snapshot of where the legislation is now.
Right now, the latest update is that there is a pared-down, more restrictive version of the DREAM Act that has been introduced in the Senate. About an estimated 825,000 young people would be eligible for permanent legal status through this. And, of course, the idea is that you have to have arrived in the United States as a minor before the age of 16. It's lengthened the amount of time of conditional legal status. You know, basically, you have to have, you know, a good 10 years now of conditional legal status before you can apply for permanent legal status. The idea was that the beneficiaries could go up until age 35, just to grandfather in some of the people that had been in school 10 years ago. Now it's lowered the cutoff date to 30, the cutoff age to 30. So that's what it's done. It's just a more streamlined, more tightened version of the bill that looks like is going to be voted on.
So essentially, it shrinks the pool of people who would qualify for citizenship through the DREAM Act?
It would shrink the pool of people who would qualify. And of course, the main qualifiers is that you have to either attend college or you have to enroll in the military.
And we've seen some demonstrations now of students who have, for one reason or other, been undocumented, showing up, in Washington, D.C. and a couple of other cities, and saying out loud, listen, I'm willing to enlist and I'm willing to volunteer in the military if this is my path to citizenship.
This is one of the things that's been really different this time around. The last cycle of the DREAM Act back in 2007, you didn't see this. This activism is pretty unprecedented. And this is students who are coming out, going public with their status as part of their activism, you know, trying to attach a name and a face to the numbers. It's risky. It's risky because they are sticking their necks out and opening themselves possibly to deportation. But you've seen even high-profile student leaders who have come out and made this part of their activism. So this is something that you're seeing this time around that you hadn't really seen before.
And Leslie, when you talk to your sources, what are you hearing in light of the rest of the political climate right now? Of course, legislation never is in a political vacuum. There's so much else that they're trying to get done in this lame duck session. Do the advocates on either side of this that you speak to, do they think that there is some passage likely by the end of the year?
Although there are high hopes, it does not seem likely at this point. There's just competing with a great deal, and there is a lot of opposition. I don't know if streamlining the bill, tightening the requirements for eligibility will make it more passable, but right now it looks like its chances are pretty slim still. Although there's just a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of fervor out there. And of course, after January, there's going to be a different makeup in Congress, and so the chances of it passing then are even slimmer.
Leslie Beristain Rojas from the Multi-American blog, a part of the Project Argo network of blogs. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks.
I'm Hari Srinivasan. This is NewsHour Connect. Stay with us.